But also, we got to talk about that women's soccer program over at UVM, and we're going to do so on the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Brooke Jenkins, she scored the game-winning goal here for UVM over the weekend. They played on Sunday. They beat Binghamton in the America East Semi. Let's see if the producers press the right button. Brooke, do we have you on the phone right now?
Yes, hi, this is Brooke.
All right, Brooke, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining the Cats Den. Thanks for joining the Champlain Valley Game Night. I have to ask you this. When you see the clock tick down to zero or up to 90 and change, whichever way it goes on Sunday, when you see the game is over, what is your reaction as you guys advance to the America East Conference Final for the first time?
Honestly, in that moment, I was just so proud of our team and everything we've accomplished. I think going into the game, we were just an underdog, and people underestimated us, especially just being the sixth seed. But we've worked so hard. We put so much time, all the little things that's gone into working towards the win, and just so proud of my teammates for all the work they've done, and finally having everything fall into place for us.
Now, you scored that lone goal on Sunday against Binghamton. I'm soccer naive here. Talk to me about the scoring opportunity, how it came about, how you guys generated it, and how you guys ultimately scored.
Yeah, I think the goal, especially, I mean, it was awesome because it came so late in the game. You know, it didn't leave a lot of time for our opponent to kind of get back at us. But basically, we had, you know, the ball was in the middle. I'm not going to lie, I was pretty tired at the time. But I saw Taylor, one of my teammates, really battle 50-50, won the ball, got it out wide to Savannah, and she was driving up the side, and I was like, all right, I gotta bust my ass to get up there and just kind of get in the box, and people were making good runs, kind of opened up some space, and I just found myself in a good spot, the ball in my foot, took a good prep touch, and tried to place it in the corner. I think definitely a testament to our fitness and also a lot of the work we've been doing on finishing, and that's something we've struggled with earlier in the year, so to have a goal like that and the run of play is always awesome for us, and exactly the kind of stuff we practice. So really got to thank my teammates for, you know, opening up the space for me there.
Now, how much patience do you have to have in soccer? Because I know it's a little something about patience. I played college baseball. I know when the game can move slow, and I know games can drag on, and it could be cold and extra innings, and it could be low scoring and all that. I feel like you guys only had four shots on goal in that Sunday game, but that's not even that par from the course. You know, that's kind of par for the course sometimes. How patient do you have to be in soccer? Because these scoring chances are sometimes few and far between.
Yeah, it's definitely hard at times to not get frustrated. Like you said, soccer is kind of a chess game, and it's making moves at the right time. And you know, sometimes you just got to wait it out for that chance to come. And when it does, you gotta take advantage of it. And something I think on the mental side that our team has been focusing on is actually kind of staying even keeled and managing moments in the game. So, you know, there are times when you're on top, and there are times when the other team is pressing hard, and just being able to kind of work through those moments and then take advantage of the times when you're on top. So our team is definitely, we've definitely struggled, like I said, with scoring goals in the past. So we definitely don't get too anxious if, we don't score in the first half or even if it's running down to the end. So I think that patience is definitely a virtue of our team, maybe in the sense that, you know, maybe not scoring as much earlier in the season actually benefited us in some sense during the semifinal game.
Brooke Jenkins, she's a captain of the UVM women's soccer team. They're going to the America East Conference Tournament. They'll play on Saturday against Stony Brook in Long Island. They're making their first appearance in the America East Conference title game. She's here with us inside the Cats Den on Champlain Valley Game Night. Brooke, let me ask you this. What went into this offseason? As you guys continue to build this program, how did this thing get built to this point? Were you able to do something you've never done before?
I think that this season is a cumulative effect, actually, of the past couple years. I mean, if you look back to the before Christy was the coach here, you know, the program has really come a long way. And, things don't change instantly. It takes a lot of time, and it's required a lot of, I think, changes internally, even since the first year that I was here. I've just seen a big difference in, you know, the mindset, the amount of effort that's going into, you know, out on the field every day and in practice, and just the details, you know, film stuff, all the little things. And I just think that this preseason for us was particularly focused, having people come and sit and just ready to go, and having experience from the past couple years to cumulate up to this moment. So definitely hasn't been an easy path, and it definitely wasn't one thing. I think it was a lot of things put together. But I think if I had to point my finger on one thing in particular, it would just be the chemistry that this team has built up over the years. Our classes are all very close. Like, we basically don't have freshmen and seniors. Everybody's a team player, and I think that's actually one of the biggest components to a winning team, is to have everybody care about each other and want to support each other and run through the ball for one another.
Brooke, when you guys talk about playing Stony Brook in the final, you just beat them just a couple of weeks ago up at your place. You're going to get them at their place this weekend in the final. How much do you take from that previous game? Do you look at the tape religiously and say, okay, this is how we won? Or do you say, look, you throw all that out the window because we're playing for a title and the teams are a little different now?
Yeah, I think part of the things you will take, like, obviously the players are mostly going to be the same and maybe the style of play, but I think for me and probably for the team, we're kind of going to approach this as a whole new ball game. I don't think that just because we won, we're expecting to go in and roll all over them. During the last season of the game of the season, you know, we were home, they were away. That's going to be different for us. And also, they had already clinched a spot in the playoffs, whereas we were fighting for one. So it's definitely going to be a different feel out there. So I think we're definitely going to come out, with just the same approach we've been having the past couple games. We've been successful, but we're definitely expecting them to come out with a little more fire.
Brooke Jenkins, she's a junior on the UVM women's soccer team. They're going to the conference final this weekend against Stony Brook. I want to ask you, Brooke, because you are one of three captains on this team. You're the only one that is not a senior. And look, there are a lot of teams that have non-senior captains, but generally it is a senior-laden position. How much does it mean to you to have that leadership role, not being a senior?
I was honored to have Christy, ask me for the spot. I knew I was definitely one of the contestants for the position, but wasn't sure just based on my status, like you said. But it was definitely a huge, huge honor for me to have Christy, think that I deserve that spot. And my sister was actually on the team last year, and she was captain, so I kind of had an idea of what I needed to do. Plus, I've always been a pretty vocal presence. As you can tell, I'm a little chatty. But definitely a vocal presence, and I've kind of just tried to keep that up and keep the personality traits, that make me a strong leader, just keep using those to my advantage, and then also working on the little details. There's definitely so much that goes into being a leader on the team that you wouldn't think of. And your focus becomes not just on yourself, but on getting the most out of every player on the team. So sometimes that's little things, just like getting to practice early and, sitting in the locker room and seeing, okay, this person looks a little down, maybe I need to, hype them up a bit before practice starts, and all those little things that Christy's kind of started to teach me, and I'm really thankful to have this experience. And coming back next year, I'm definitely going to use my experience this year to improve on the things that I need to.
Hey, Brooke, I got to ask you, I bet you this is really, really gratifying for you individually. A couple of years ago, you're a freshman, you're all pumped, Division I player, you get out there and you tear your ACL, you're out for the season. There's a lot of rehab that goes into that. I imagine a lot of, just your mind can go to a dark place and you have an injury like that. So how gratifying is it for you to be back here having overcome that injury?
I'm so grateful to be able to play. I've always loved soccer since I was little, and it's always been my dream to play Division I college soccer. And there were definitely times where it was hard, but for me, I think it was never a question of if I was going to come back. It was a matter of when. And, sometimes it just takes longer than you think, but I just kept digging, and I had to have patience, which, like we talked about earlier, is definitely a virtue of the game of soccer. And, every time I go out now, I just, during the national anthem, I always look down at my feet, and I think to myself, this could be the last game that I play, and I'm just going to play my heart out and not have any regrets, leave it all on the field. So, and that mentality has seemed to be working all right for me so far. So, just trying to take advantage of every minute I can get out there.
Brooke, we'll get you out of here on two questions. Today is Halloween, so I'll start with this one first. Are you, when it comes to Halloween movies, I've asked a bunch of people this, are you gory movie, psychologically scary movie, or are you like in the other box, Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown?
Oh, I am the Charlie Brown, 100%. not a fan of scary movies at all. Actually, a bunch of girls on the team a couple nights ago were getting together to watch the movies, and I was like, absolutely not, not watching a scary movie. Count me out on that one. Yeah, just don't do well with them. Never have. I like the happy endings, you know.
Hey, now last one. Best Halloween candy.
Best Halloween candy, I'd have to either go, probably a tie for me between Twix and Reese's. I really like chocolate. I'm more of a chocolate kind of girl. So, yeah, I mean, anything with chocolate I'd be happy to eat, but probably those are my two favorites.
Twix and Reese's are great. The correct answer was Skittles, but that's okay. I'll let you slide. So, hey, Brooke Jenkins, she's a junior, a captain on the UVM women's soccer team. They are going to the America East Conference Championship for the first time in program history. They'll play this Saturday against Stony Brook down in Long Island. Brooke, best of luck to you and your team. Congratulations. We hope the season rolls on a little bit longer into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,